This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
Well, I can understand why you'd screw it up. The DeLorean is time traveling. They probably just went back to 1981 and made it very clear in your mind.
Now, see, I don't exploit your mistakes. You know,
Now remember, you said your resolution
wouldn't
get to you.
No,
I'm going to try.
I am not affected.
Class is in.
Hey, go Seahawks, huh? Well done there in Seattle. Well, Chad over there is whimpering. And the Saints, I'm sorry to say, are no longer in the playoffs. But you can't be upset. Chad, you have to speak. You can't be upset. Remember all those years they wouldn't even get out of last place in the division? They've been to the Super Bowl. They've been to the playoffs. You can't be upset. Next year, they're going to be a playoff team again. Be happy with what you have, young man. For nothing, and you'll have everything.
I can take a loss, but Seattle?
Well, these things
seriously
happen.
No offense to Seattle fans, but
yeah.
Seattle.
What I want to know about Seattle is, did they all get together in a room and say, I like this gray-blue color that we have. Can we get a green that doesn't exist in nature and accent our uniforms
our
here.
And our boots.
God, that's hideous. Welcome to Rock School. Now that football season is over, I have no idea what to do with myself on Sundays because I don't really care for baseball. Mm-mm. My name is Joe Burns, a professor here in the Communication Department, Southeastern Louisiana University. What's your name there, football fan?
Heartbroken P.
That's true. You said on Facebook, you were going to get a T-shirt that said "Blue That."
Yeah, "Blue That." I'm going to patent that.
Blue don't worry that. About it. And by the way, I was in a what do you call it? A little betting pool where you had to pick the Super Bowl winner on day one of the season.
Oh, yeah?
You remember who I picked?
No, who did you pick?
The Jets.
Oh, you may
so
get
I'm
that.
So I'm still in it, ladies and gentlemen.
You may get that.
This is show number two of our anniversaries. Last week, we looked at what happened all the way back 40 years from 2011, 50 years and 60 years. So this show, we're going to wrap up 1981, 1991, and 2001.
Cool deal.
So let us get underway. Mm-hmm. We're in 1981. This the 30-year anniversary. Everything we talk about for 1981 is the 30-year anniversary for 2001.
Back to the Future, I think.
Is it?
I think
well,
so.
Well, I don't have
I'm not
that.
Sure. I'll have to look that up.
Let me tell you a few history things that happened. John Paul II was shot by a Turkish gunman.
Mm-hmm.
The Centers for Disease Control report the first recognized cases of AIDS. Sandra Day O'Connor takes her seat as the first female justice to the U.S. Supreme Court. And Natalie Wood drowns at age 43, falling off of a boat. In the world of music, however, in January, one of your favorites, Phil Collins, releases his first solo album,
cool.
Face Value,
yeah.
And the one we're going to play, March 21st, depending on how you define it, the first rap song hits number one. Now, it depends on how you define it.
How you define rap?
Right.
It's not too hard.
What are we going to play? It's the first rap song. Is it Sugar Hill Gang? What is it, do you suppose?
Mm-hmm.
I think it might be Rapture by Blondie. And
what?
It sounds like this. Rock School.
We'll be right back.
Wow, was I off.
What's that?
Well, I went back and looked it up, and I don't know why I said Back to the Future for 1981. It was 1985, and if you think about it, that's what year the movie starts out in, 1985. Yeah. So,
well, I can understand why you'd screw it up. The DeLorean is time traveling. They probably just went back to 1981 and made it very clear in your mind.
Now, see, I don't exploit your mistakes. You know, you
now remember,
unruly.
You said your resolution
that's right,
was
that's
I wouldn't
right.
get to you.
No,
I'm going to try.
I am not affected.
And April 18th of 1981, the rock band Yes splits up. Of course, they regrouped in 1983. They did. Yes, no, I
yes,
get it.
No.
August 1st. Now, before I tell you about this one, were you in front of the cable television box or the DirecTV or the Dish Network box on January 1st when Oprah's OWN or OWN network went on? Were you in front of it? Did you see it come on?
No, but my wife did.
I did. Mm-hmm. I saw it come on.
Uh-huh.
Just like I was in front of the television midnight, August 1st, when I saw MTV come on.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I equate these two things,
right.
But I saw MTV come on.
Speaking of, you remember last week when I was doing my world famous celebrity impressions?
Yes, I do remember
that. Was
those.
A joke, but I really do have one for Oprah.
Okay.
Give me a word. Doesn't matter.
Sheboygan.
Sheboygan!
That's right. That is Oprah. Beautiful. But I was there when MTV Music Television came on the air, launched in the United States, and I just remember it. You know, ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll. And then this played. Actually, they played a little bit of an intro showing the Moon Man. And then this played. Buggles, Video Killed the Radio Star.
Yeah, they did.
Rock school. There's a Buggles. I don't know if you get channel 101. Do you have DirecTV?
No, I
by
have
any chance? Cable.
Digital.
Oh, you have digital? Okay. If you have DirecTV, they have a channel 101, and Asia has a concert running on there.
Oh.
And there's a member from the Buggles in there, and they actually perform that. Boy, you have to have this cable network, and you have to be able to get this channel, and then you have to get this concert, so all those little steps, and then you can actually hear somebody who's at one point in time part of the Buggles actually perform this song.
Going back to football, you sound like my dad who calls me on Thursday nights. I don't know why they play these games around on that NFL network. I don't get that network. What's the score?
Yeah, we can get
He's
it on the
happy.
Interweb. Yeah, but I don't have a computational device.
Right.
Other things that happened in 1981, and we'll wrap up the year. August, Mark David Chapman is sentenced to 20 years to life in prison after being convicted of murdering John Lennon.
Kind of a wide range, huh?
Yeah.
Anywhere between 20 and life.
And the thing about it, he's come up, if I'm not mistaken, for parole a couple times. And no, you're still nuts. Go away.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way I feel. September 19th, Simon and Garfunkel performed their concert in Central Park. Now, a lot of people have performed in Central Park, but when you say to somebody, the concert in Central Park, it's because of their album being named the concert in Central Park that most people just come up with Simon and Garfunkel.
Rock.
And it's normally the Boxer that everybody thinks of. That's the one that was released as a single. That's the one that gets played. They played in front of approximately 500,000 people. Can you imagine that? Somebody who has trouble, you know, talking in front of small groups. Can you imagine somebody with the gumption, the guts, the intestinal fortitude to walk out? There's 500,000 people out there. Hi, everybody. How you doing?
That was 81, right?
Yeah.
What would happen if they did it today?
I would think it would be about the same number of people. You just couldn't get any more people on the lawn. September 25th, the Rolling Stones begin their Tattoo You tour, JFK Stadium in Philadelphia. And the one we're going to play, Chad specifically requested it. October 28th. The thrash metal band Metallica performs their first, what do you call it, concert, mini get-together? How big a concert could it have been? Most concerts, what do we talk about? Kiss played for the first time in front of three people?
Yeah.
Yeah, how many people were there? Because it's not like they went, hey, there's this new band, and they're Metallica. You know, first little get-together. This is from their first album. It's called Jump Into the Fire from Metallica's album Kill 'Em All. Got to go with That makes it more
That's
metal.
That's how you pronounce the apostrophe?
Yeah. Well, you don't want to say apostrophe. Here you go. Jump Into the Fire. Metallica. Rock school.
I got to hand it to you, partner. What's you that? Know how to lift my spirits.
Why is it? Oh, Metallica.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you.
It makes its own gravy. Yeah.
What?
Metallica makes its own gravy. Wow. Drop it right into milk. It's all chocolatey, like Ovaltine. Yeah? Vitamins and minerals.
How do you compare Metallica and Ovaltine?
I don't know where I'm coming from. I had nothing planned for this break. I figured I'd just play off of you.
Awesome.
That wraps up 1981. We're going to 1991. Mm. So everything after the break will be the 20th year anniversary, and maybe we'll get into some other kind of powder you put into milk and you know. In fact, let me tell you the history of 1991 so we don't waste a whole lot of time after the break.
Okay.
1991, what happened? U.S. serial killer Eileen Wuornos confesses to murdering six men.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Yuck.
A Michigan court bars Jack Kevorkian from assisting in suicide. Do you remember that?
I do.
Jack the Dripper?
Yeah.
Comedy Central goes on the air. Loved Comedy Central when it first went on because it had a lot of stand-up comedians.
It still
now
does.
It's too many shows now.
No, you got to catch it late night. The only problem is they don't censor it.
I don't have
time.
Late night in my blood.
Well, you don't have Channel 700?
No. 9 o'clock. I don't even know there is an actual midnight anymore. Jeffrey Dahmer is arrested in his Wisconsin apartment.
I know all this stuff. It's
I know.
Weird.
And the last oil fire in Kuwait is finally extinguished. Mm-hmm. So we'll come back in just a little bit and start with the music elements that started in 1991.
All
Hello,
right.
KLSU. You run the radio show.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana. I got nothing today.
How is that possible?
I'm out of jokes.
How is that possible?
Because
Pulled
I
up
came
the little
in,
bucket empty.
Because I came in depressed over the stupid Saints game.
I can imagine that. If you're not depressed, get on Facebook and find out all about us at Rock School Radio Show. We would love to have you. We're pushing 200 and we want more. Rock School Radio Show. Sign up. Rock School. This is Rock School as we do the anniversaries for each of the years going back from this, a brand new year, 2011, and I've already screwed up a check.
What?
Already? Yep. Scribbled it out, put in 2011. We'll see if it actually comes back to
us. I was actually renaming all the audio file folders that we started whenever we got ready to record the show. I was like, wait a minute.
Messed them all up.
I sure did.
We're in 1991. Everything we talk about is 20 years back, 20th anniversary, January 8th. Steamin' Steve Clark of Def Leppard is found in his home dead at the age of 30.
30 years
The
old.
Song that he would have played on, or at least the album that he would have played on last, was called Adrenalize, and the single off of that album, at least the biggest one, was called Let's Get Rocked. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like this. Rock School.
Do we want to get rocked?
All right, this is Rock School, wrapping up Def Leppard, Let's Get Rock for Steamin' Steve Clark, passed away in 1991, 20th year anniversary. Take a quick break from looking years back and do something at the bottom of the hour we call 7 Days and 70 Seconds. Give our names one more time. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
This is January 10th through January 16th, something that happened on each one of those days throughout the week. Chad, go first.
Monday, January 10th, back in 1956, Elvis the Pelvis begins recording his first album for RCA Records, which includes Heartbreak Hotel.
Yes, it does. January 11th, that's a Tuesday in 1963, the Whiskey A Go-Go, America's first discotheque, opens up on LA's Sunset Strip.
January 12th, here's one for 1991. After having his 7-year sentence for his role in a barroom shooting commuted down to just 2 years, mm-hmm. country singer Johnny Paycheck walked out of prison in Ohio.
Thursday, January 13th, 1906.
What?
105 years ago, the first radio set ad appears in Scientific America. For $7.50, the company Temlico promises you can get a signal range of up to, you ready for this?
What is
1 mile.
1 mile?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh. January 14th in 1966, following a name change to avoid confusion with the Monkees lead singer Davy Jones, David Jones officially becomes, what is it?
David Bowie. Yeah, I just couldn't come up with it. It's all recall, man.
Stumped him.
Yeah, January 15th, Saturday, 1967, the Rolling Stones perform a censored version of Let's Spend the Night Together. They said, let's spend some time together. Mm-hmm. And January 16th, Sunday, 35 years ago, Utah's most famous brother and sister debut on their TV show, The Donnie and Marie Show. I'm a little bit country. I'm a little bit rock and roll. No, you weren't. Okay, back to 1991. April of this year will come out with this song. Following numerous derogatory comments by lead singer Chris Robinson about tour sponsorships, man, we shouldn't sponsor these tours. Except all of the stuff had tour sponsorship all over behind him.
Right.
The Black Crowes are kicked off of ZZ Top's Recycler Tour, which was heavily sponsored.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, here's one of the songs they would have played twice as hard. Crowes, Rock School. There's Black Crowes here on Rock School. Just don't like to have anything actually sponsored there. Do you think they take their checks at the end of the concert?
I know they do.
Sure, turn it into money and throw it out to the awaiting public
right
there. Sure. We're looking at 1991 here, and I got a couple more songs I want to play from this year. On June 22nd, NWA's album, I'm afraid to actually say the title of it, becomes the first rap album to top the charts. Feel free to go look it up
and you'll understand
why I don't want to say it. And the one I'm going to play, every so often we play a little bit of country on this show, so I'm going to throw this country song out there.
You got there.
Garth Brooks becomes the first country artist to enter the charts at number one. It probably has to do with SoundScan. Once again, the concept of every time you slide that CD across that little red thing and it goes boop and actually counts it,
yeah,
all of a sudden, no longer is it people reporting. Because I remember when SoundScan first came out, I think it was Lars Ulrich, looked around and went, who is Garth Brooks? Because people weren't reporting it correctly. They were only reporting the rock stuff. And the country stuff all of a sudden got its due and the name Garth Brooks came out of nowhere. So it was in 1991 that it was poof. Country enters number one on the charts. From the album Rope in the Wind, here's Rodeo, Rock School.
His eyes are cold and restless, his wounds have almost healed. And she'd give half a Texas just to change the way he feels. Well, she knows his love's in Tulsa.
A little bit country on Rock School, one of the harder ones from Garth Brooks from the album Roping the Wind. It's Rodeo.
Oh, I hope my wife does not listen to this episode.
Why?
She always accuses me. She's like, you are so not country. You're anti-country, anti-country. But whenever we go to do something karaoke, the first person you look up is the Garth Brooks songs.
Oh, well, see, and you sing country. And you got to give her this album. There you go. September 28th, Miles Davis plays his last gig at the Royal Albert Festival Hall in London. Dies shortly after.
I want to be that cool.
As Miles Davis?
Yeah.
Impossible.
It is impossible.
You know when they say you can't take it with you?
Yeah.
He took it with him. All the cool. Gone. On October of 1991, Bill Graham is killed in a helicopter crash near Sears Point Raceway in California. Any idea what the last concert was that he saw? There's a nice piece of trivia. Any idea? It really is just a shot in the dark, unless you know.
Garth Brooks, Roping the Wind on the tour.
It's worth a shot. Huey Lewis
and
was the
news.
Last person he saw. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the one that's going to wrap up 1991. November 24th, Freddie Mercury dies of AIDS at his house in Holland Park, London. He's 45. He announces it the day before.
What?
Do you remember that? He makes the announcement the day before. I have AIDS, and the very next day passes away. So he must have known the end was absolutely nigh, and then passes away.
Wow.
Four.
What do we have?
Freddie Mercury, You're My Best Friend.
Yes.
There you go. Rock School. Wrapping up the year 1991. We got about 15 minutes left in the show. We're going to do the 10-year anniversaries now of 2001.
2001, favorite year.
There you are. Let me tell you a few things in terms of history that happened. In January of 2001, Wikipedia, the online encyclopedia, launches on the internet, and it only had one entry. It said, this is Wikipedia. That's it. How about that? And somebody went on there and changed it and said, this is not Wikipedia. And somebody went on and changed it.
Do you know that when I first started hearing about all this Wikipedia stuff, I was kind of anti. I was like, nah, I'm not looking that stuff up. That's what we have Google for. And now it's saved on my favorites page.
I know. The thing about Wikipedia is, if you just want, let's see, factual information.
Mm-hmm.
How tall is George Washington? Right. When was Eddie Van Halen born?
Uh-huh.
Boom. If you just want a piece of perfectly factual information, how many inches in a foot?
Right.
Boom. Wikipedia is perfect for
mm-hmm.
it. The moment you get into anything that's past that, why did we go to war in Iraq?
Uh-huh.
Then it starts to fall apart.
It gets a little skewed.
Right. But if you just want a piece of information, what album is Dazed and Confused on?
Mm-hmm.
Wikipedia is brilliant for it, and it's searchable so quick.
And they coined the perfect prefix. Now we have the Wiki Cups and the little Wiki Mints.
Actually, Wiki is, believe it or not, Hawaiian.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Wiki comes from the Hawaiian slang word Wiki Wiki, which means fast.
I thought it came from Wickety Wickety Wack, yo.
No, like it didn't. It didn't come from there.
No.
September 11th obviously happened in 2001.
Yep.
And December 22nd, believe it or not, Richard Reed attempted to explode his shoes. Right. Radio University down in Salamanca, Spain. Thanks for running the radio show.
WBSD in Burlington, Wisconsin. At least your team made it.
Yeah, well, and we'll keep an eye on them. Go Jets. I got to pick somebody. My Saints are out of it. Back in a minute, Rock School. Okay, last couple of songs to wrap up 2001. Let me tell you some things that happened, 10-year anniversary, this being a 2011.
Mm-hmm.
In January, Jennifer Lopez becomes the first person to top the chart with both a movie box office and a pop chart number one at the same time.
What
the
movie?
Album, well, the album J-Lo and the movie The Wedding Planner.
Oh, must
have been a lousy movie weekend at that
right.
one time. I've
that
seen The Wedding
came
Planner.
On the other night.
Bad. Yeah, that's
this
one
is from
those.
The same person that brought us Gigli.
Yeah, I know. You watched that one on HBO when there's literally nothing else on. Remember in February, Elton John and Eminem performed Stan at the Grammys?
I sure do.
Oh, I loved that.
That was awesome.
Remember the promo shot after that where they're given the four birds? Oh, yeah, I loved that.
That was really cool because everyone just knew that Eminem was a homophobe and anti-homosexual.
Oh, sure.
And just basically put it all up in their face.
Oh, yeah, and Elton John was like, he's not.
Mm-hmm.
Now stop it. April 15th. Gabba gabba hey, gabba goodbye, and it's terrible that it happened, but what a legacy he left. Joey Ramone dies of lymphoma, and so we play one for him. I don't want to be a pinhead no more. It's the Ramones, Rock School. All right, last break on Rock School. Time for one more song, and I got one, two, five things to tell you about from the year 2001, these being the 10-year anniversary here in 2011. April 25th, VanHalen.com, of which I am a frequent visitor.
We know.
Yeah, posts and announces that Eddie is battling cancer. And it's really dumb because he smokes like crazy, and somebody convinced him that the reason he got cancer is because he records with a metal plectrum, a metal guitar pick,
mm-hmm.
and he always carries it in his mouth. And somebody convinced him that that's the reason he got it, because when he records, he's surrounded by all this electrical equipment, not because he smokes. And when he draws, that's where the smoke hits his tongue right on there.
Word.
Yeah, he believes that that's the reason, so that's why he's still smoking.
Well, I don't know who deserves the Fred Sanford Big Dummy Award more, the guy who convinced him or him.
Yeah, I agree. And he lost part of his tongue. He lost a whole bunch of his teeth. You remember the picture of him looking homeless at some award show? Now he's all fixed up, obviously, but
really dumb, the fact that he believes that smoking didn't do it. In June, John Lee Hooker dies at the age of 83. Nice long life. September 21st, America's Tribute to Heroes is broadcast across the networks. So you're going to see a lot of that this year.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if, like, on the 5th anniversary of September 11th, mm-hmm. if you remember, CNN went to straight coverage. They simply showed the coverage again.
Uh-huh.
It wouldn't surprise me if you got that again. And it wouldn't surprise me if, once again, you didn't see the Tribute to Heroes. And like in October, the Concert for New York that played at Madison Square Garden, mm-hmm. wouldn't surprise me if that showed again. If not on secondary networks like mm-hmm. MSNBC yeah, or TBS yeah. or something like that. Maybe sure. not on the majors. And you'll probably also see them again being packaged as DVDs and such. And I might actually go ahead and buy the Concert for New York, because that's one that I really had to search when we played the famous concert shows. I had to really search for it. And the one we're going to finish up on, in November of 2001, George Harrison finally loses his battle with cancer, dying at 58 in L.A. And I'm going to play All Those Years Ago. I know he's talking about John Lennon in the song, but if you can listen to the lyrics and turn it in your mind to now mean him, it makes sense talking about him, not just John Lennon. So take a listen to the lyrics and think about it meaning George Harrison, not just John Lennon, and it still makes sense. So that wraps it up.
A little nostalgia there.
There you are, ladies and gentlemen. Coming back next week. I worked my tail off this break. I got a lot of great shows for the upcoming semester.
Uh-huh.
One right after another one. Yep. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad B.
George Harrison finishes us up for this two-for show. Class is dismissed.
Shouting all about love. Well, they cheated you like a dog.